New Mexico, as of today, has a new law that marks an advance for psychologists in their turf battles with psychiatrists. The MD's exclusive authority to write prescriptions will be shared in New Mexico with PhD practitioners who've taken extra training in pharmacology and medicine. This law was opposed by the state psychiatrists, but it was advocated by psychologists such as Dr. Elaine Levine, who joins us from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Dr. Levine, the psychiatrists say that properly prescribing medication that has physical side effects entails the kind of knowledge you get by going to medical school. Are they wrong?
I think that that is certainly a very effective way to learn this material, but I believe that there are other ways that it can be learned. Psychologists come to this training with PhDs, with at least 12 years of school, and very significant amount of experience working hand-in-hand with our physician colleagues on issues of mental health. And with this additional training, which is really quite extensive, it's about equivalent to a master's degree in number of hours, we believe that we'll be bringing to the field not only more accessible care by increasing the number of professionals that can provide this care, but somewhat of a different direction in the care, and that this will very well serve the public.
In this case, I said you have a turf battle here with the psychiatrist, but actually these prescriptions of the sort that psychologists are likely to be writing now, or at least the small number that are qualified already for antidepressants and other such medications, a lot of them are now being written by primary care physicians, aren't they, who are MDs but not psychiatrists?
You're absolutely accurate. About 80% are written by the family care doctors, and the psychologists work very closely with them. And those efforts have been successful to a large degree, but we believe this will streamline and make the efforts even more effective. Because right now, a client has to see the psychologist and see the primary care doctor, and they have to communicate, and if there's any change of medication, they'll have to go back to the two individuals. So this allows them to have one person that is in charge of their mental health care with them. But the law mandates that we stay in a consultative relationship with the primary care physician.
And when you do have the privilege of writing prescriptions, it's for a set list of drugs that are only used for psychiatric complaints?
Yes, exactly. The law reads that we will be able to prescribe drugs recommended by the FDA for the treatment of mental disorders that are listed in the Statistical and Diagnostic Manual, number 4.
And are you going to practice writing and signing your name in a completely unintelligible fashion now?
You know, that shouldn't be any problem for me. Maybe it means I was just a natural for this.
Dr. Levine, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Elaine Levine is chair of the New Mexico Psychological Association's Prescription Privileges Task Force. In that state, as of today, psychologists who've taken extra training have the privilege to write prescriptions for some medicines.